Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Morning, nerds. How are you guys today?
What up, Professor?
What up, Teach?
What up?
So close, Katie.
It was pretty similar.
What'd you say?
I said, what up, Teach?
I said, what up, Professor?
Oh, the Professor.
Yes.
So close.
Yes, hello there.
Professor Paget.
Yeah, here I am. Here we go. Josh sent a note last night that said you did something very kind for somebody at Mickey D's last night.
I did, and it was kind of spur of the moment thing. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I was ordering some lunch yesterday at the old Mickey D's because I'm classy, and there was the person in front of me, right to the left of me, was paying with a credit card, and it kept getting declined, and he was looking around for like maybe another one or some cash or something, and I saw him. He's like, "Can you just run the card again?" And I've been in that situation before,
totally.
And I was like, yeah. You know what?
At Panda Express, right?
It was at Panda Express. I was like, this is my moment. Here we go. So I go, you know what? Hey, I got you. Whatever you need, whatever he is, I'll just pay for his meal as well. And he was like so thankful. He was like, thank you so much. Like, oh my gosh, God bless you. Like, and it was just a thing that I just did really quickly, went throughout the day. It wasn't that expensive. He was an extra like $11. So I was like, whatever. It's not a huge deal. Totally fine. And, yeah, just went on without my, or throughout my day. It was totally fine. And then I had dinner later that night at, I'm going to make myself sound like I'm so unhealthy, but I went to Panda Express later that night. By the way, so
you do
good.
Eat out a lot.
You
I know.
Do.
You really do.
I'm a single guy, man. I don't like to cook. And when I do cook, I make a meal for seven and it goes bad because I have horrible portion control. Well, anyway, that day, something happened at Panda Express. I don't know what happened, but the lady that was checking me out completely comped my meal. And I was like, yo, this is like good karma.
Yes.
I didn't ask for this at all or anything. So I got a total free meal from
Panda
Express.
How did she get away
with
doing that?
She said something and I couldn't, she had a pretty thick accent. So I am so sorry, but I couldn't really understand. But she's like, yeah, your meal's free. And I was like, what? No way. I don't know if I was like the 1,000th customer that day or something like that, but I got a totally free meal. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of good karma,
yeah,
I guess. Yeah,
that's
and that
nice
felt
full
so.
Dang, that worked out pretty good.
It all in one day too, which was crazy because that never happens. But yeah, so I was like, oh, okay, all right. I kind of did my good deed for the day.
What
and
was
then,
your McDonald's order?
I got the snack wraps.
As you should,
dude.
Wraps.
So they have this new snack wrap. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I have this new snack wrap, or they have this new snack wrap. It's like this gold sauce. Have you had it yet?
No,
they just came
is
out.
It like
with
the
it,
hot
like,
mustard? Is it like a honey hot mustard?
No. I don't know how to describe it. They just call it the gold sauce, and it's so good. And so I had the last two because yesterday they were like, "Oh yeah, these are we don't have enough gold sauce to go around, and so it's sold out." But I got the last two yesterday. It was a good day yesterday in terms of like getting lucky for things.
Yeah, getting
and
food.
I highly suggest you get that gold sauce stuff because I don't know what it is.
So it blends a tangy vinegar based North Carolina barbecue sauce with notes of honey, smoke, and mustard.
Okay.
Dude,
it's a limited edition, a special edition.
I want to try that.
The smoke, the honey, smoke,
I
and
like
mustard.
It.
It That's, really,
I like
really,
the
really
look
good.
Of it.
I highly suggest it. Plus, like when you do get the extra sauce, it comes in like a gold packaging. It's like gold
Ooh,
sauce.
Fancy.
You're like, I'm so classy.
You just feel so well, you're going to McDonald's.
Sitting in the cup holder of your Civic, right?
It's so good, man. I don't know. I mean, I guess we just found out what they put in there, but yeah, it's really, really
All
good.
All right, that
you
looks
can taste
good.
The smokiness.
That looks
yeah.
good. Listen, buddy, you better ease up on the fast food. It'll catch up with you.
It really will. Or no.
But I figured I can do it.
You're not
going to
have that metabolism forever.
I know.
But enjoy it now.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah, this is when he can do this.
Create healthy habits now.
I miss that so much, being able to go through multiple drive-thrus in a day. Like, you really do have to watch that.
Multiple drive-thrus in a day?
Yeah.
Look, I've been so busy. I have so much work going on. I was here till like 3 p.m. yesterday, so I have a bunch of stuff going on, so I needed something quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and I still do like I make the healthy shakes. I eat good when I can, but again, it's so true. When I do cook, I get a lot of recipes and stuff from my mom, and she for about 33 years have been cooking for 7 people.
Yeah, right.
And
Large
I don't know
family.
How to I don't know how to change the portion controls, so I usually make something for a family of 7. So if anybody ever wants dinner, come over to my place.
Seven steaks at once.
Dude, no, I'm talking about like soups and stuff. I know how to make one steak. I can do that. I'm not that
Funny.
Dumb.
Well, it'll catch up with you, buddy. It really will.
Oh, I know.
I was extremely frustrated this morning. I got up, got dressed, went down to my office and was working on the laptop. And Nicole came down, you know, about half an hour later or whatever. And she's like, hey, how's it going? And I go, oh, my God, I can't breathe in this shirt. No. I had like a nice dress shirt today, one of those button ups. I was like, I'm just going to look a little nicer today. I had it tucked in and everything. You guys, it was so incredibly tight. Like, I couldn't do the thing where I, like, grab a pin in front of me because the back was, like, going to go.
Oh, no.
The arms were tight. And I was like, I go, I got to change.
Is that where you lean to the side to kind of get that deep breath?
Yeah. Like, right. Oh. So I had to, I finished my work there, sitting there, but I took and I unbuttoned, like, the, like, four buttons at the bottom, and it was like.
Oh my gosh. What happened?
Like, I don't know what happened, Katie.
I know. It's probably
the shirt shrunk in the wash.
That's what it is.
It's an insensitive question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Katie, what?
I know. Like, how does that happen?
Well, you get a little older and that metabolism slows down. I think I even verbally out loud went, oh my God, when I unbuttoned it.
Relief.
Thank you, baby Jesus.